The Bible says that before our bodies are changed and before the angels take us to meet the Lord in the air, those like Eric that have died in Christ are going to be raised from the dead with glorified bodies, and we'll be reunited and caught up to meet the Lord in the air, and we're never going to be separated again. You've gone through a time of separation, but it's never going to be separated again. There's that reunion forever. That is the words that comfort us. That is the hope of Christianity. And I'm so glad it's real and it's wonderful. Thank God for that faith that the Sabotniks have. This month, October, I'm going to enter my 45th year of being a pastor here. This April, Lord willing, and the creek don't rise, I'll be entering my 52nd year since I first came to live in Scranton and serve in SRBC under a church planting missionary pastor at that time. As I look back over those 52 years, I can say with the songwriter, through many dangers, toils, and snares, I have already come. 'Tis grace that led me safe thus far, and grace will lead me home. I'm just going to raise my Ebenezer right here, looking back and looking forward. And tonight, there are some of you that are facing more than one challenge in your life: physical, financial, vocational, marital, family. And perhaps you've got some big problems tonight that are mountains to cross in your life's journey, and you're feeling it. And you might be saying tonight, how am I going to deal with these things that I'm going to face? Now, I can see this with adults, but even kids can have problems. I remember I had a bully that scared me. What was that guy's name? Scott Magnuson? Anyway, whatever it is, you might be a bit afraid, or you could even be panicked at the prospect of these things which you're going to soon lose. My message for those of you who face now and in the future these challenges, problems, and difficulties is for you tonight. I want to say, I know these things that you face may appear very great to you. They may even seem insurmountable and like I can't deal with it. And this is why the sermon tonight deals with something very big and challenging. I'm putting the title of the sermon in the form of a question to you. For many of you more mature people, it may be considered what we call a rhetorical question. So the title of my message is, how do you eat an elephant? How do you eat an elephant? And the answer to this question, I'm going to ask to what I consider one of the wisest and most experienced men in the congregation. How do you eat an elephant?
One bite at a time.
I knew it. I knew he'd get it. One bite at a time. And that is what I want to preach. How do you eat an elephant? One bite at a time. And this one bite at a time is given to you in the psalm, Brother Harold, that you'll read tomorrow, Thursday. It's Psalm 90. And here's what it says: the days of our years are 70. Now notice that. Don't miss that. He says the days of our years are 70. What's he talking about? Our lifetime. Our lifetime. But notice how he breaks your lifetime and my lifetime down, which is very brief, by the way, since sin and the fall. He says the days of our years. That's a way to say our lifetime is broken up into little bits, or if you will, bites. And these bites are days. So we might say, how do you eat an elephant of a lifetime? One bite or one day at a time. Therefore, Moses, who is the psalmist here in Psalm 90, he's the psalmist writing this, he says, so teach us to number our days that we may apply our hearts unto wisdom. And you might ask me tonight, you might say, well, Pastor, how do I number individual days of my lifetime on earth so each day I live it wisely and successfully from God's viewpoint? Well, let's look at that. How do you eat an elephant one bite at a time or one day at a time? And I want to give you three things. Number one, by your doing God's will for today so you will be helped tomorrow. How do you live your life one day at a time successfully? Number one, by your doing God's will for today so you'll be helped tomorrow. I'm talking about Wednesday, September, 28th? 2022. How are you doing so far today? How did you start out your day? And how are you doing? One bite at a time. I had a sermon one time on Jeremiah 12:5, and here's the verse. It says, if, speaking of Jeremiah, if thou hast run with the footmen and they have wearied thee, then how canst thou contend with the horses? And if the land of peace wherein thou trustest, they have wearied thee, then how wilt thou do in the swelling of Jordan? God is addressing the preacher, Jeremiah. Jeremiah was discouraged because of criticism that he was getting from his relatives and his friends in a place called Anathoth. That's where he was raised. It was a town of priests. And God said to Jeremiah, if you're discouraged now, if you're going to quit now, this day, Jeremiah, how are you going to deal with the swelling of Jordan? And what did he mean by that? The swelling of Jordan meant when in the flood times, the Jordan River would flood its banks, and there were high, tall grasses around the Jordan River, and out would be flushed lions. You know, they say lions and tigers and bears. Out would be flushed these lions, and they would kill people. And he was saying, if you can't take it, when the Jordan is not overflowing its banks and the lions are not rushing at people, if you can't take it in this time, Jeremiah, how are you going to take it in the swelling of Jordan that's to come? It's going to get worse, Jeremiah. It's going to get worse. And then he said to him, Jeremiah, if you can't keep up with the footmen, how are you going to run with the horses? And I remember preaching a message saying, if you can't keep up now with what's going on in your life and in our country, how are you going to overcome when the four horsemen of the apocalypse begin to run? In other words, there is a key here, how you can live your life with things ahead that may be scary, with things in your own life that you look at that are challenging. And I say it's by doing God's will today. That's what God was telling Jeremiah. Stay up with me today. Walk by faith with me today. Don't worry about tomorrow. It's coming, but you'll be ready for it only if you walk with me today. And I'll say that to you. Whatever you are going to have to face in your life, you can't face it today. I don't have grace to die today. I'll have grace to die when it comes time to die, though. I don't have grace to go through the beginning of sorrows today, although we've had a dry run. I'll have grace when that comes. Listen to me, if I'm walking with God today, the safest, best place for you and I to be is one day at a time to walk with God and do His will. Enoch walked with God, my friend, and he was not, because God took it. I believe Eric Slobodnik walked with God, and God decided to take him at 21 years of age. The best thing you can do To live your life one day at a time is to do the will of God for today. I think of an individual said, oh God, give me $1 million and I promise you I'll give you 10%. You give me that million, I will give you the 100 grand and I'll give it in the tithe right to the church. He never got the million. Why not? Because he'd been given $100 and he gave about $2 to the church. You know, if you give me this, I'll do that. No, what are you doing with what you have right now? Use what you have right now and God will give you more. And if you're not living for God, I hear people say, well, when I get everything together, I'm going to come to church. Just come the mess that you are and let God put you together. Just let God put you together. This is how we live it, one day at a time. Just do the things that you know are God's will according to his written word today, and God will bless you. I was so glad when AJ got saved, and then he started reading his Bible, and then he came to church, and he came down the aisle and got baptized. That was the next step. And then I asked him, do you want to join and keep coming? He said, yes, and then he came again. And then when he left last Sunday after I preached, he went like that. You know, walking with God is like playing checkers. Checkers is an easier game than chess. How many of you could play checkers? How many of you can play chess really good? Nah, I can play it, but not really good. But checkers is real simple. It's just like you make a move, and then God makes a move. You make a move, God, but God won't move if you won't move. So many people, they want to do something great for God, but they won't do what's right in front of their face. They won't do the will of God right then and there that's staring them in the face. And I'm saying to you tonight, how do you live your life? How do you eat that elephant of a lifetime, a successful life that finishes that elephant? Like Paul said, I finished my course. I've kept the faith. It's laid up for me, the crown of righteousness. How do you get that? It's not a secret. It's made clear. You do it by your living for God today, and you will be helped to finish well tomorrow by the same God that's helping you today. Number two, how do you eat an elephant? One bite at a time, one day at a time. Not only by living for God today so you'll be helped tomorrow, but by facing your challenges today so you will be helped tomorrow. Jesus said this, take therefore no thought for the morrow shall take thought for the things of itself. Sufficient unto the day is the evil thereof. Matthew 6:34. You see, this verse, some people think, well, that means I can't plan ahead. That's not what he's saying. Planning is presupposed in the book of Proverbs. It talks about the prudent man planning and foreseeing. He's not talking about the basic things of planning. What he's saying is, when he's saying here, take no thought, he's not saying don't ever plan ahead, or my secretary would be in trouble. She likes to plan everything. Plan, plan, plan. He's not saying don't plan ahead. He's saying don't worry about it. And some of you are in trouble right there. You're worried about this and that that's coming. You're all stirred up about it. And sometimes you think nobody really cares about me and what I'm going through. I got news for you. Jesus does care. He says, casting all your care upon him, for he careth for you. There's no one that understands or cares like Jesus. And so how do you eat an elephant one day at a time? By facing your challenges with Jesus today, and so that you will be helped for tomorrow. And God would say, don't get yourself so fixed on your future problems and potential future problems and challenges that you don't focus on what the Lord wants you to do today, very simply. We had a camp one time given to our church. It was called Deer Trail Ranch. Our former pastor was married out there. My wife was a counselor out there, and that's how she came to this church. She was invited to be a counselor out at Deer Trail Ranch. We had horses. We had kids from New York City come out there, and mostly African-American kids, that we would minister to these kids. I went out there and preached to them, and we had times out there at Deer Trail Ranch in the early days of our church, many years ago, in the late 70s, early 80s. Or middle 70s, I guess it was. More like early middle 70s. I'm sorry, it's farther back than I'm even telling you. Early 70s and middle 70s, we had the ranch. And we had a guy who was a deacon in our church. And our pastor had a nickname for him. I think he called him Squirrel. That was his nickname. He had crazy names. But this guy stayed out there at Deer Trail Ranch, and he was kind of taking care of the ranch and, you know, he would get so fixated on all the problems and all the things. You'd talk to him, he'd say, this needs to be done, that 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 needs to be done. And guess what? When you'd go up there, what's he doing? Absolutely nothing. He'd just be like, you know what I found out a long time ago? I can't fix everything. But I can do what God wants me to do today. We have kids coming, you know, and parents that have needs, and you're sandwiched between those two things, and then grandkids that are coming, and my wife is downstairs while I'm doing this. She's trying to clean up downstairs to get ready for the grandkids to come because that needs to be done. And I said, "Come on up, you can't." Well, I went out after she got done with all that work, and I found she had bagged up garbage. And I just said, I can just start dragging garbage. And I dragged it across the yard and to the curb where the garbage man's going to get it, and just kept dragging garbage, dragging garbage, dragging garbage. And you know what? You can only do what you can do. But don't go around it and ignore it. Do what you can do. And when you face your challenges today and you do what you can do, guess what? You'll be where you need to be tomorrow. God will take care of things that you can't even imagine. He's not a hard taskmaster. He says, take my yoke upon you and learn of me, for my yoke is easy and my burden is light. And I've said it so many times, because when you do it with him and you face the challenges of the day with him as you can do it, he will give you the grace. He will give you the grace, and he will make it light. He will help you. And that's such a wonderful thing, that we have that promise from the Lord, that he's not going to leave us. He's not going to forsake us. So don't be hypnotized by all the problems, but just look to Jesus and face the challenges that he's given you for Wednesday, one day at a time. And I look up and it's 45 years later. Through many dangers, I think of the things I've gone through. I don't know how I've done it. Yes, I do. One day at a time with Jesus. And the Bible says that we're more than conquerors through him that loved us. Beloved, he is not going to give you what he will not help you to bear. Faithful is he that calleth you, the Bible says, who also will do it. So just step out in faith to meet the challenges for today. I appreciate some people just stepped out in faith to respond to the word of God in the area of tithes and offerings, and they've been talking to me about it in the area of soul winning, and they've been doing it, and God just helps them to do it. God just helps them to do it. Do you want your future to be blessed and successful? Do you want to stand before the Lord one day and have the Lord say to you, "Well done, thou good and faithful servant," and then literally to say, "I have a job for you to do in my kingdom. It's just for you." But it's based upon the fact that one day at a time, you faced your challenges and you lived with me one day at a time and did my will. And that's how you're going to get there. How do you eat the elephant of a successful lifetime? By living for God today so you'll be helped today and tomorrow. By facing your challenges today so you'll be helped today and tomorrow. And one more thing, by your praying for grace today so that you will be helped today and tomorrow. This is very important. Jesus taught us, "Watch ye and pray, lest ye enter into temptation. The spirit truly is ready, but the flesh is weak." Mark 14:38. There are times in my life when I can see the storm clouds are gathering. Either challenges are coming, temptations are coming, attacks are coming. I can see them. And you know what I know I need to do? Even though I don't know everything I'm going to face ahead of me, I keep putting prayer deposits of savings in the bank of heaven. I put them in now for that which is coming, and I deposit it in the bank. And I think of Peter and the disciples. Jesus said, "Look, you're going to face something big here. You better be ready for it. And the way you get ready for it is come with me into the garden and pray with me." And what were they doing? They were zoned out. You know, the preacher's preaching. You're up there talking to somebody or sleeping or something going on or not even here, you know, or it's time to pray and you're not praying. God is saying, "Listen, you need to put into the bank your deposit because you're going to face something and you're going to need help." And God gave me a verse on this. I want to share it with you tonight. I preached on it before. It's in Proverbs 24:10. It says, "If thou faint in the day of adversity, thy strength is small." Let me say that again. If thou faint in the day of adversity, thy strength is small. Now, I've found out what that really means. If you find yourself fainting when the trials come and the troubles come and you can't take it, your strength is your own. And your own strength is too small to deal with it, to deal with the will of God, to deal with the work of God, to deal with what God called you to. You can't walk in your own strength. That's why it says, "If thou faint." But on the other hand, Isaiah 40 says, "They that wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength. They'll mount up with wings as eagles. They'll run and not be weary. They'll walk and not what? Faint." Faint. I feel like fainting when I see my problems. I feel like fainting when I look at the storm clouds gathering and what's ahead. But instead of fainting, what do you do when you feel like you're going to lose consciousness, Brother Steve? You get down on your hands and knees and you put your face down. And what happens? The blood comes back in your head and you don't faint. When you feel it, your weakness, your strength is not enough, go to him and ask him for his strength. And you may not need it today, but you see it's coming and put that deposit in and say, "Lord, when it comes, I want your strength." He'll give it to you. That's right. That's exactly right. His strength is made perfect in your weakness. So just because you feel your weakness, that should put you on your knees. That should put you to God. Look at what we're facing in 2023. We're going to win by our bended knee in 2023. And so keep that in mind. And that's how I would paraphrase that. And so I put my deposit in the bank of heaven for the future. You know, the other night, once every month, I do a budget. I use the course we had. How many of you went to Financial Peace University here? We had that course. You see, my wife says this about me. She says, once you learn something, you just keep on doing it. You just do it and do it and do it and do it methodically. And that is a blessing. And I learned in Financial Peace University how to make a budget. And I've been doing it and doing it and doing it. And I did it for the month of September. And some things I put in envelopes. Some I just put in the bank and I categorize, but some I put in envelopes, like auto maintenance, home maintenance, emergency needs, things that come up, you know. Every month when I get any money, I put it in there after the tithe and the offering that I've committed to God. I put it in there. And guess what? When I need it, it's there. Now, I say that with money, but how about spiritually? Banking prayer with God for the strength you're going to need when you have a day or a season that's a lot rougher than you've had. One that's coming, an emergency day where you need banking in today, banking prayer today to meet that need. And so I'm saying, if when you come to that point of need, like Peter did, his strength was what? Small, because it was his own strength. Why? He hadn't banked in prayer. Now, our Lord was our example. He was praying, and when he came, he got angels to strengthen him. He got all the strength he needed. It was available to Peter. He just didn't get it. Some of you are going to get this. Some of you are going to learn the hard way. You don't want to face it being with the strength of your own. So I see challenges up ahead. I'm going to put the strength that will be needed in the bank of heaven today by my prayer time. The strength will be there when I need it. So here's a promise of God that you can have if you put in the bank of heaven your prayers for your future days of adversity. Here's what God says. Deuteronomy 33, 25. He says, as thy days, so shall thy strength be. Isn't that a great promise? As thy days, so shall thy strength be. If your days are relatively calm, he'll give you strength for that day. But if it's mountainous and challenging, he will give you the supernatural strength that you'll need for that day. But he wants you to bank with praying for grace today so that you'll be helped for today and tomorrow. I may need wisdom for the road up ahead. I don't have it today, but what does it say? If any of you lack wisdom, let him ask of God that giveth to all men liberally and upbraideth not, and it shall be given him. I see some things where I'm going to have to make decisions. I don't have the wisdom today, but I say, Lord, I'm praying for the wisdom. Give it to me when I need it. I think of medical wisdom. I sometimes am challenged with people in the church. They need medical wisdom. And I've said 99% or 95% of the cure is the right diagnosis, but I don't have the diagnosis. But you know what? When I pray, I see God answer and provide the right diagnosis to get the right cure. There are some doctors, they're quacking, you know, quack, 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 and they're out for money. And guess what? They're pushing drugs. They're legalized drug pushers. Whereas another doctor may have a better answer, may have an answer that goes more to the source of the problem, but you need wisdom for that. I've asked God for wisdom, and I've seen him give it to the person, not necessarily to me, but to the person that needs it, so they can have the right diagnosis, so that they can approach their physical medical problem with God's wisdom. He wants to give you that. And you can pray for it. You too will need further wisdom ahead. Put your prayers now in the bank of heaven, and it will be given to you when you need it from God. So here it is. How do you eat an elephant? One day at a time. How do you live that day successfully? Number one, by living for God and with God today. Number two, by facing your challenges today with God and for God. And number three, by your praying for grace today and putting it in the bank for tomorrow. It will be there. And God will bless you, and He will use you to help other people. Isn't that what it's all about? You know what? I don't have your gift. You don't have mine. You can play a part on this team that I can't play. But sometimes we're looking for these grandiose things to do, and it's right in front of us. Just reach out and take it. It's simple. And we'll make a difference. Let's bow for prayer, every head bowed. And we've been talking about how do you eat the elephant of a successful life for God, one bite at a time, one day at a time, by living for God right now and facing your challenges with Him now and by praying for grace today. And I wonder if in your own life you have a need along these lines. And you say, Pastor, pray for me. I want to apply the word of God that I've heard tonight in my own life. I want to apply the scripture in a simple way and just be able to live life one day at a time successfully. Would you pray for me? Would you raise your right hand if you need prayer? Amen. Amen. I appreciate your honesty. I'm going to ask we stand together. And as we give the invitation, perhaps you need prayer. The altar's open. I'm going to pray at the close of the invitation. God's brought you here for a reason. This meeting tonight specifically may meet a specific need in your life. And God just wants you to make this one decision today to put into practice this message. Just do it today, and He will bless you tomorrow. And at the end of the road, all we do is take one step at a time, one day at a time, and we're going to pray for that right now. So I'm going to ask that we bow for prayer, and let's pray together. Oh God, we thank You for bringing Your people together tonight. Thank You for letting us share praises and prayer requests, and Lord, that we can pray one for another. Help us to pray one for another and to fulfill the burden of Christ, to bear one another's burdens. Lord, we do pray for people that we've talked about. I think especially of Eddie Brent right now. He's on my heart, Lord. Help him and give him grace and mercy and wisdom, Lord. And Father, I think of these that are here tonight that have come forward and said, Pastor, I'm here and God has spoken to my heart. Lord, I pray that You take the word that was spoken to their heart through the Holy Spirit. They could keep it, meditate on it, and move and be like playing checkers, Lord, and that You would move in their lives and they would go to a higher level of growth and to be able to live their lives with You each day, to overcome challenges by Your strength each day, Lord, and to pray effectively so as to have the strength when they need it, Lord, to not faint. Give them that grace, we pray. And may everyone see You're not doing it in Your own power. This gives God glory. Lord, we want to glorify You. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. Have a blessed night.